I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I do a public service announcement? And you're going to...
Oh, my God.
Jamie, I'm trying to help society. Okay? Just bear with me
okay,
for a second.
All right, what are you doing?
Have you heard of the 48-hour challenge on Facebook?
Is it the one where kids go missing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that. We had a sit down about that.
This is not good, okay? This is not good. And it's only a warning, okay? So don't attack me for trying to be negative or whatever. I think parents should know about this. See, you've already had a sit down with your child.
Yes.
Simply because you're a parent that's in the know. There are many parents that are listening to our show that possibly aren't exactly in the same groove as you are with their kids, right? Yep. And maybe there's something missing. But there's this thing, and I see you're typing it in, I think, to look it up real quick.
I was actually responding to somebody who was complaining about me.
You weren't typing in something that's relevant to the show.
Some lady was complaining about me and Sam Smith and that what I said was really bitchy about a beautiful song, and I wrote back, "Oh, dear Lord, please."
Well, I think that person's right.
So what were you saying? All right, let me go.
Will you pull it up? Because I had the article yesterday, and we never got around to it, but I don't have it here today. But it just dawned on me, because I find this super, super scary. And I could certainly see how a 12, 13, 14-year-old kid could fall into this Facebook 48-hour challenge.
Yeah, it's a worrying, let me just read it to you if you don't mind. It's a worrying new game. It's a parent's nightmare. It's called the Sick 48-Hour Challenge. Facebook game is encouraging kids to go missing. Children aged as young as 14 have been taking part in the shocking challenge, with teens disappearing for days at a time. It says the shocking challenge invites children to hide from their parents and loved ones for as long as possible, with participants awarded a higher score every time they are mentioned on social media.
So you go missing.
Yeah.
They start looking for you. They start spreading the word via social media. And you score points for how long you're gone and how many mentions you get on social media.
And who's scoring you? That's what I want to know. Who are these?
I guess some secret society of other kids that are, you know, in on the hoax with you. You've told all these people, this is what I'm about to do. And maybe there's a point system. I'm just guessing. And those, they keep track, your click keeps track of how many points you got. And then little Johnny tries it the week after. And Debbie tries it the week after that. I don't know.
And it says, these kids just think it's funny. There's not even a moment of remorse when their child was taken into police custody. In fact, they took selfies from the police car thinking it was so hysterical. Earlier this year, parents were warned that Facebook may never be able to fully protect users against exposure to horrific and violent acts being streamed on its live platform. This is just another thing that Facebook and all of us parents have to worry about.
Look, the violence that was on Facebook there, and it seems to have subsided somewhat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was just horrendous. I couldn't believe people were doing what they were doing on Facebook. This, I don't know if it's as bad, but it is to a parent who's got a kid that's missing for 48 hours.
Yeah.
It's as bad, even though the little whippersnappers are playing, you know, a game against your parents.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess sometimes I feel like my son would never do that, but I guess everybody is the parent that thinks their kid would never do that.
Yeah.
You know? But I will tell you this. Here's something that's irritating to me. I am shocked how many parents don't look at their kids' texts or Snapchats or Instagrams. Well, there's this little girl. Let me just tell you this story, okay? There's this little girl, right? And she wrote to my son and said, "You're not cool. You don't say B or F." But she said the real words.
The F word.
The F word or the B word. And she's like, "You're not cool. We're in sixth grade, and all the kids say B and F. And you need to be saying that." And he wrote back and said, "I don't want to say that. I'm not going to say that. It's not cool to me." And so he showed me. He goes, "Look, Mom, look what's-her-name wrote to me that I need to be saying B and F."
Right.
And And I'm like, that is so stupid. So I know her mom. So I said, hey, listen, your daughter's telling my kid that he needs to be saying B and F to be cool in the sixth grade. And you know what she said?
What's that?
Not my daughter. Do you have proof? My daughter would say never say that. And I said, well, it's on Snapchat. It's gone. You know, because it goes away.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you should have taken a screenshot because our little Lauren would never say that.
So she basically is calling you and your son a liar.
A liars. Why would I ever make that up? Why would I ever? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to a mom and say, your kid's telling my kid to say the F word.
Which, again, is back to your point of it makes sense that she's never, ever checked her kid's social media or texting.
It makes me nuts. And to make me look like the bad guy. And then I wrote her back and I said, listen, little Lauren is having some issues because she's writing my son saying that she has anger problems, that she feels suicidal and all this stuff. I have to reach out as my job to another mom saying your daughter is reaching out to my son. She said, please stop texting me.
She cut you off at that point?
Uh-huh.
And it's quite obvious because you said Snapchat that the daughter, this little punk kid, is being deceiving to her own parents because she's using a medium that disappears.
Not our little Lauren. She would never do that. And then I said, she just wrote something really crazy and scary that she has anger and mental problems and all this stuff. And she wrote back, but not our little Lauren. Please stop texting me. Okay, I'm out.
What a calculating little old that, Lauren. Oh, you need to cut your kid away from this girl.
She did. There you are.
She runs with a bad pack.
Yeah, no kidding. And now her parents are bad-mouthing me.
They are?
Yes. Is that nuts?
Well, there's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, there's bad-mouthing. Yeah.
Look at her text
name. And by the way, it's not really Lauren. Her name's not Lauren, but I changed her name. But I'm like, oh, my God. If talk about just being in a bubble and not wanting to know your kid is bad.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't get that. I will say, though, there is something about when you go to, for example, when I go to my kids' websites, and my kids are older, but I go to my kids' not just websites but social media. Sometimes I'm so disappointed.
I know.
I get so disappointed because sometimes they use some language that dad wouldn't use. And it just drives me nuts, but I can't say anything. I won't say anything. It's their, lives, whatever. But boy, sometimes I avoid it for that reason.
Because you don't want to know.
Because I don't
want to
know.
So you're like little Lauren's mom.
Pretty much.
Not my little Joey.
No. But I wouldn't. If I got a phone call from someone, let's say my kids were 15, 16, or even younger.
11.
And I got a phone call from another parent that said your kid was doing this, I wouldn't automatically go in defense and say, hey, you got to be wrong. You're lying. Because my kid would never do it. I wouldn't go into that defense mode because I know my kids are fully capable of
it.
They're fully capable.
And I will have to say, I'm super proud of my son for showing me that, going, look at what she's trying to. So I did say this, and this is probably a bad parent. I said, let's write her back. Now, here I am, right, with a sixth grader. I'm in a fight with a sixth grader. And I said, write her back and say this. What the hell? That stuff's not even cool. But I said to say S. And he goes, I can't write that. I'm like, I'm right here. You can write that to her. Let's just calm her down and see what she says, right? So he's like, are you sure? I'm like, it's fine. I'm telling you to write it. I'll type it. So I typed it. And I wrote, what the hell? That S isn't even cool. And you know what she wrote back? See, you're so third grade. Those are third grade words. I swear, I just wanted to reach through the phone and smack her.
Holy cow.
I swear. So third grade to say hell.
When did you start fighting with sixth graders?
Yesterday.
Well, you feel like that might be a topic in itself,
nope.
that Jamie White is fighting with a sixth grader over the S word?
It just makes me mad, that little twerp.
And I feel like she won.
Yeah, she might have.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.